This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A judge has ruled that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service broke the law last year when it denied a petition to protect gray wolves in the Rocky Mountains under the Endangered Species Act. Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
The order from a judge is a win for wildlife advocates.
I'm so excited about this court ruling because it gives me hope that someday wolves will be truly recovered across the West.
Colette Adkins is with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups that sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The decision this week doesn't change the status of wolves, but it forces the agency to revisit the question of whether they're endangered or threatened and should be federally protected across the West. Right now, they're state-managed in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. The judge said the agency's analysis didn't look at the best available science. It also didn't give enough weight to Colorado, specifically that the state is an important part of wolves' range. The federal government could appeal the decision within 60 days. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Denver's mayor hopes to keep the Broncos in the city as the football team considers a move to the suburbs. Mike Johnston says a deal could include two bridge projects as part of a possible new stadium in Denver.
We have a real vision. We want them to stay in Denver and built into a community where they can make a real difference. We think they share some of those values, and so we are working hard at it, and I'm optimistic we will get to a deal that keeps them in Denver, but we're not there yet.
Johnston says the Broncos have also looked into moving to Aurora or Lone Tree, though some analysts believe that's just posturing as a negotiating tactic. Johnston thinks a new stadium in Denver could also bring more development of nearby homes, restaurants, and retail. This is CPR News and KRCC. Along the central Front Range today, high temperatures generally in the low 80s.